I don't understand it, Doc. How can a normal-sized rat become as tall as a building?
It's simple, Jack. Imagine a regular-sized rat, one as big as your fist.
I'm with you so far, Doc.
Now, multiply that rat 1,000 times, even bigger than you can imagine.
I see.
Now, take that bigger rat and picture him destroying the city, eating the population, shoving buildings into his anus, and using the local Colosseum as a toilet.
Damn it, Doc. It all makes sense. But the question is, how do you destroy something that big and ridiculous?
Well, as it just so happens, Jack, I've put together a short film that should explain the most optimal way we can destroy the monster. But we have a problem.
What sort of problem, Doc?
The light bulb in my projector burned out, and unfortunately, the giant rat monster destroyed the local light bulb store.
The fiend! It's almost as if he knew we were onto him!
Good lord, Jack! That gopher just blasted the wall apart!
I never did trust gophers.
I'm not a fucking gopher!
My god, Jack! The giant rat must have taught him how to say curse words!
Wait just a minute, Doc. Just who are you, and what do you want with Doc's projector?
What the fuck are you all talking about? My name is Pharos. I'm a ferret, and I need access to your science lab. That giant rat out there belongs to me, and I'm here to take him out!
You're watching me right now, aren't you?
Just curious what you think of it.
Of pack rats of the inside?
Of course.
I find it very interesting.
I thought you might. There's a squirrel in there that I think you will enjoy in particular.
I would prefer you not spoil it, if you don't mind.
Sorry, I just don't get a lot of feedback from people inside my world. I put it out there for people to read, but nobody ever says anything. It would probably sound like I was tooting my own horn, I suppose.
Well, I appreciate your situation, but you might want to let me read for the moment.
Yeah, I get you. You probably already know this, but I got Fluke safe and sound with me. Let me know if you want him back.
Thank you.
For what? What did I do?
Oh, Pharos. How are things going on your adventure?
Well, I found Gordy.
Interesting. I thought he was dead.
Well, having the death ray shoot directly into his mouth may have caused some unpredictable things to happen. Basically, he's a giant monster now.
Fascinating. I assume he's causing a lot of destruction.
Yep. I've teamed up with two guys who have a lab. Anyways, I am building my very first shrink ray. You'd be so proud of me.
I'll always be proud of you, my love. Keep me informed of your progress.
Yes, Master!
He's so cute.
And I adore him for it.
Okay, I just need to connect the power source and this baby could shrink a city into a playset.
Did you hear that, Doc? He's not a gopher after all.
But how can we be sure, Jack?
There must be a way to find out the truth.
So, do you guys have some sort of brain damage or something?
We can't tell. The giant monster rat destroyed the local hospital.
Damn it, Doc. It's like he already knew.
Oh, fuck! Gordy's here!
It's like he already knew where we were.
He must be part gopher.
Taking aim!
Chocolate.
Firing shrink ray!
Ah.
like the little noodle pulled it off.
But at what cost, Doc?
Seriously, what is wrong with you guys?
Daddy, Pharos, I'm a giant monster. Wanna see me crush some buildings and stick little people into my butthole?
Gordy, I shrunk you down.
Nuh-uh, I'm huge. I can roar and eat buildings and pee on people.
Gordy, I seriously just shrunk you back to normal rat monster size.
Maybe the rat monster's bigger than we can possibly imagine.
I guess anything is possible, Jack.
Never mind, Gordy. Can you please just eat these guys for me?
Sure. I'm a giant rat monster. Rawr!
He's got me, Doc. I think he's trying to shove me up his butthole.
As it just so happens, I have a short film I put together that will explain everything.
Now this is what I call entertainment right here.